What's the word, y'all? It's Devontae's Reaper Training. And y'all now tune into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. So I was going to start off the year positive. I was definitely going to do a motivational thing, but I had to talk about something that I saw that it bothered me. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm tired of bullshit, so I had to speak on it. Y'all may or may not have seen it. There was this video going on. I saw it twice. The first time, I really couldn't even watch the video because it was pissing me off. I probably only got like a second or two into it. And then it came up on a different social media site. And I ended up just deciding to watch it. And I was mad I did. So it was this little... It was this little... it was these little girls. They couldn't have been no more than 3, 4, or 5 years old. Probably like 4 or 5. And they were singing along to a Sexy Red song. The one with Drake. The hands on your knees. Shake that ass. And all other shit. These little kids dancing and bouncing up and down to this music and shit. And people in the comments laughing and, they don't like Coco Melon no more. It's goofy ass shit. And they're making light of it, bro. And here's my honest opinion, bro. We need strong men in these households, bro. We need strong, positive male figures in these kids' lives, bro. Now, I don't want to get too much into the content of the music, Sexy Red and all that, because it's been thought music forever. Listen, everything that you guys are seeing portrayed through music and movies and shit like that, maybe it wasn't portrayed through media, but that was life in general back in the day. Prostitution was a normal thing back in the day. Strip clubs was a normal thing back in the day. A lot of maybe women in their everyday lives didn't carry themselves in such a derogatory, in such a demeaning way. But just because they didn't do it outwardly doesn't mean the shit wasn't happening behind closed doors. People were still doing drugs. They were still fucking. They were still having orgies. This has been a part of human nature. Humans have sex. Humans are freaky. Humans do shit like that. We got hormones. That's just a part of life. My problem is, and what the issue is with that video, is that kids can't be kids anymore. Now, if we're talking from a historical perspective, like I just was about, you know, sex, money, and drugs and all that other shit, kids have always had to grow up fast and different and less than in impoverished environments. They've always had to. But now, bro, if you don't have to grow your kids up, you don't have to sacrifice your kids' childhood, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it for a song? Why are you doing it for just a lack of responsibility? Bro, these people we have kids so fucking young in our community, bro. And when we have kids young, bro, we don't have no leadership ability. We don't have no fucking, no true life experiences. And we allow these fucking kids to do whatever they want, bro. Undisciplined. Not teaching them right from wrong. Not teaching them morals and values. And it's so bad that now you can't even look to the grandparents to do it because the grandparents is full of shit. The grandparents was teenage moms. And hold on, before I go any further, I'm not saying anything wrong about teenage moms, but I'm saying the grandparents were the teenage mothers who didn't get to enjoy their youth. So now that their kids is grown and have kids, now they out here thotting their ass around. How many of y'all know a 40, 50-year-old woman out here that's eating dick left and right? There's a lot of them. Going crazy, not married, ain't never been married, bunch of engagements, but just bad attitude and getting dick from all over the place. Trying to relive those years they missed out on being a mother. So they're not a good example for the kids. Bro, we have 100% fully fell apart. Now, I know people, you know, they'll pinpoint how gangster music does the same thing for black boys that Sexy Red does for black women. I'm going to briefly touch on this because, like I said, I didn't want to focus too much on the music part, more so the household. But it takes a hell of a lot more for someone to hear a song and want to go murder people and kill people and sell drugs and gangbang, it takes a hell of a lot more to want to do that and go to jail than it does for somebody to hear a song and be influenced to maybe go fuck a couple dudes who they really wouldn't have fucked, or go do some drugs, or go party. Shit that they probably would have did anyway, but just maybe not to the same extent that they did because of the music. If I was to take a poll on how many motherfuckers are willing to go to jail versus how many people are willing to go and pop a molly and fuck random people, the number wouldn't compare. But getting back to what I was talking about with the household, bro, we need leaders in the household, bro. If you're black and you grew up in a impoverished environment and you were poor, matter of fact, not if you were black, just in general, if you was to think of all the hardship that you went through in your life, how much of that could have been mitigated or outright just not non-existent if you had a competent male figure in your house? How much of it? How much of the bullshit that you went through was because there was no stern leader in your household to shut shit down or to keep order and discipline in the house? If you was to really sit down and think about it, you'd be like, man, so much could have went different had there been someone there like that. Now, this is not me absolving those mothers of those kids that was sitting there and just allowing this bullshit. I'm not letting them off the hook. We definitely not doing that. You a grown fucking woman. You know better than to be letting them kids do that. You not fucking 5. You not a 10-year-old. You know better. And before, this actually leads me to my next point. We need to start getting on these garbage ass fucking mothers. Let me tell you something, bro. If you too much, bro. We sit there and we baby and coddle the weak links in the black community, bro. We baby these motherfuckers. You got a homie right now that got 3 kids, don't see none of them niggas, and you still talk to this motherfucker like he a regular mother, like he a man. I'll be goddamned if a nigga who don't take care of his fucking kids gonna hang around me like he my homie. Who the fuck is you, nigga? You don't hold no fucking rank around this bitch to come look me in my face like we equals. Nigga, you don't take care of your fucking kids, you bum. Get the fuck out of my face. We got fucking women who letting they fucking mothers raise their kids, bro. And they cool with it. 4-5 abortions. Bro, what the fuck is we doing, bro? Niggas ain't standing on business. Niggas is sitting there flexing for the fucking gram, leaving their kids. Going to these fucking clubs, still being thoughts. You got fucking kids at home. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? We not letting them fucking mothers off the hook that was in that goddamn house. And especially the ones that was recording all that shit. We not letting them off the hook. Enough of this shit, bro. Listen, I understand. Y'all done heard some of my podcasts talking about how black women are the most attacked, you know, people in America and things like that. I get that, bro. But that don't absolve you from responsibility. That don't mean that no one's supposed to get on your ass when you being a piece of shit, to say for lack of better words. That's fucking ridiculous, bro. And what I'm talking about is, see, these mothers that ain't shit, these fathers that ain't shit, they gonna come to the family reunion, they gonna come to the cookouts and all that shit. They gonna be embraced and loved. They should feel ostracized. Yes, I said they should feel ostracized. They should get there and realize, damn, niggas ain't fucking with me like that. You goddamn right, because you a bum. You're a fucking disgrace. You think any other culture out there embraces the fucking bums in their family like we do in the black community? I used to, you know what's so sad, bro? You want to hear something that's so sad? I remember when I first started working in the shipyard. And I was, you know, telling them about my trials and tribulations and all the hard work I was doing and the shit that I was going through. And I was like, you know what's crazy? If I was a fucking bum weed head that just stayed home and worked part-time at Macy's or some shit and wasn't doing shit with my life, I would have had such an easier life. I would have been embraced. I would have been embraced so much more by my family had I been a fucking bum. Cause we accept the bums. We tolerate the bums. We let the bums in our house. We let the bums eat food. We let the bums breathe. We let the bums watch TV in the crib. They comfy. What the fuck is a bum in your goddamn house for, gang? I'll be goddamned if a motherfucker who ain't contributing none to society is sleeping on my fucking couch. These bum ass niggas, bro. Niggas ain't got two nickels to rub together. Laid up. Tell me where the hoes at. These fucking thoughts, bro. I got me worked up on the goddamn, boy. That video infuriated me, bro. And I really don't. I go out my way not to watch shit on the internet that gets me mad, but I just couldn't, bro. When I saw that fucking, and the reason why I'm going out my way not to talk bad about Ceci Red and all this, because listen, you know what? It's not their responsibility. It's not. You listen. Get your bag the way you get your bag, shorty. If those kids have a real parent in the household, no one's saying you gotta be perfect, but just try. You telling me you trying like that? That's what you telling me? That's what you telling me? Gang, they had this fucking woman who made an Instagram post about how her fucking son was getting bullied at school because she was sucking dick on OnlyFans and she kept doing it. Where we at, bro? Where the fuck is the leadership, bro? Where's the leadership, bro? Y'all done let these goddamn, y'all done let this feminist shit take over the fucking world and make y'all obsolete. Men don't even have a fucking place anymore. Let me not say men. Men of fucking morals and with good leadership traits and masculine feet, they don't have a place on the earth no more, bro. In America. I'm all over the place with it because it's just like I saw that video, bro, and I couldn't believe it. And another thing I also wanted to talk about was this, bro. And this is probably the biggest thing, bro. Get your kids off these goddamn phones, bro. Get them off the phones. Keep them off the YouTubes, bro. Give them a fucking book. No one gives kids how much you. I have yet to meet someone my age who says that they read their kids bedtime stories. Every kid has a fucking iPhone and an iPad. Now listen, it's nothing wrong with them having, because I know they have the iPads. That's like the educational ones where it's just like ABCs and shit. But people are real live giving their kids flat out 100% iPads, bro. Now, yeah, you got the parental, things and all that shit on there. But let me tell you something. There's no reason why a kid under 10 should have some shit like that, bro. There's no reason. If you can't afford to get him one of those fucking ABC tablets and shit like that, give him a fucking book. Give them some toys. Make them be creative. Kids can't read no more, bro. Gen Z can't fucking read. I just made the goddamn video about the illiteracy of fucking people. These motherfuckers can't spell. They can't articulate themselves, bro. They can't put two sentences together no better than they can put fucking water in a cup. They can't do anything. We got motherfuckers. We don't give kids proper food no more. All they fucking, they entire diet is processed foods. No one cooks. Motherfuckers all day long run their goddamn mouth talking about how groceries is this and groceries and that. Ain't buy no whole foods, no meats, no grains, no vegetables. Kids ain't drinking no fucking water. Why on earth do we have kids with diabetes and high blood pressure before they get to high school? That's child abuse. So you telling me it's acceptable to give your child a fucking a diabetes, type 2 diabetes before they get to high school, but it's not acceptable to whoop their ass when you see them dancing a fucking Sexy Red when they fucking 5. That's where we at. You can allow your fucking your daughters and your sons to be fucking belligerent and not understand rules and consequences, but you have to allow them to do that, but you can't. I mean, y'all got me losing my train of thought. Like, I should have waited until I was more calm to talk about this so I could have more of a proper track of what I was trying to say. But, bro, I was so fed the fuck up. And notice, I didn't say nothing about black, well, I didn't say this was only on black people. Nah. This is an American crisis, bro. This is an American crisis. And then the crazy thing is, right, I see that fucking video. Bro, I'm telling you right now, I'm not lying. Maybe an hour later, I see some motherfuckers wearing pearls and satchels. What the fuck? Where we at, gang? That's why they doing that. Their fucking dad's wearing purses and satchels and shit and painting their nails. Some bitch-ass niggas, man. But I ain't gonna keep carrying on, bro. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, bro. Leadership is needed in this community, bro. Leadership is needed in the household, bro. If you're on your goal, on your purpose, and you're trying to have a family, be a leader to your family. It is not enough to just pay a couple bills and come home and bullshit on a fucking video game. It's not enough to do that. You need to be a leader in your household. Take control of your household. This is part of the reason why I'm so against the whole stepdad shit, not because of what, you know, society thinks and this beta. I don't give a fuck. You could call me whatever you want to. Reason why I'm against it is because when I have a family, I need to have full leadership over that household. Meaning that when it's time to discipline people in that household, I don't need to have to worry about, well, you know, is the other baby dad going to be cool with me? I don't listen. Everyone's safety in this house is my responsibility. Everyone's presentation in this house is my responsibility. Everyone's mentality in this house is my responsibility. Not saying I gotta control everyone to a T like they're my puppets or some shit like that. But I need to have a large presence in everyone's lives in my household. If I have a son who's getting bullied, I need to be able to teach him how to handle himself with the bully. If I have a daughter who's trying to date, I need to be able to have an actual sexual education talk with her. Because no one talks to their kids about sex anymore. And you wonder why these kids are getting pregnant and getting all these fucking diseases and shit. Is it uncomfortable? Yes, but you need to have these conversations with them. Daughters included. That's why I said the daughter part. Obviously, you want to talk about it with your son, but you need to talk about it with the women too. There's no reason why a fucking girl should be 16 years old, confused about her body, and no one spoke to her in the fucking house. That's a part of leadership. Self-defense needs to be a part of leadership. This is what, but going back to what I was saying, this is why I don't believe in that whole stepdad shit, because you don't have full control over your household. You think you do, you don't. It's a whole extra layer of bullshit to be a fucking leader in your house, if you want to be a leader. Because most of you motherfuckers don't. Along with some other things. I didn't mean to get into the whole stepdad shit today, but I get a little scatterbrained when I talk about these, bro, because it's upsetting to me. But, I said, I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse, man. Be a leader, bro. Be a leader to your kids. Take control of your fucking household. This is Avante's Dripping Training. I'll get up with y'all soon.